So it's that time of year when it's time to start thinking about what you've, the damage you've done in terms of piling on the pounds. Maybe you've eaten a little over the festive period. Some of us will be focusing on the new year and how we can start trying to shift that weight. Well, on the line is Sophie Mosley, a health improvement nutrition assistant at Kent Community Health NHS Foundation Trust. Have we won half the battle that we have good intentions at this time of year?
Yes, I think everyone's motivated in January. It's keeping up that motivation, isn't it? It's not falling for those sort of fad diets or those 12-week plans or signing yourself up for something to think, oh, if I do that, then, you know, I'm done, that's me, that's healthy. And people, they sort of do that for a couple of weeks, lose motivation and sort of throw in the towel and say, oh, I can't be bothered anymore. Because sometimes it can be quite hard to do a big change and keep that change going. So we talk about small changes that you can make more sustainable habits rather than, you know, signing yourself up for something that takes a lot of your time and can be quite tricky.
Keep on running. That is the theme of this morning. New year, new you. A phrase we hear a lot at this time of year. We're putting it into practice this morning. Jay Ingram is here. He is a military fitness expert. Good morning again, Jay. You've laid out some kit for us now.
I have, yes. I've got some med balls ranging in different kind of weights, 5 kilograms up to 10 kilograms. I've also got some jerry cans weighing in at 20 kilograms and some tyres and some other bits and pieces.
It looks hideous. I'm going to give you the microphone and take this ball.
Okay, 10 kilogram ball for you.
Oh, thanks. Okay, so tell me when the time starts.
Stand by, 20 seconds.
Okay.
Okay, so all the way out to the front, up into the sky, out to the front, up into the sky. Good stuff.
Keep it going. It's tough.
That's
wow.
Only 10 seconds.
Oh,
10
more
it
feels
seconds.
Like about 10 minutes. Oh, yeah, it is. It's hard to keep the momentum. Sorry, yeah, I'm rocking about. And this is the lightest ball as well.
And hold it there.
Do you know, it's amazing how much you can feel the heart beating already.
I'm sexy and I know it.
He's got his Lycra on and he's out in the sort of pop-up nightclub that we've got out there in the performance
indeed.
Area, John.
We are continuing our look at getting a bit fitter and motivated this January. We've invited Clubber Size into the studios. Paula Arnold runs classes in Tunbridge Wells. Paula and Keith here as well. We're going to do a routine now. We got a different tune?
We have got a different tune, yes. Yeah, we're going to do I'm Sexy and I Know It.
Oh, that's right up my strata. I've got my glow sticks ready and off we go then. What do we do, Paula?
We're going to the right for two. Here we go. So one,
two.
One, two. So just pull it up.
Yeah.
Brilliant. And again, keep it down.
Yeah.
You're looking good. And again. Now we're coming up. New move. Have a look. Jump wide.
Oh, jump.
And just do this. Jump wide.
Jump wide.
And again.
Jump wide.
Jump wide.
Jump wide.
After the festive binge, maybe you're planning a month of purging and healthy eating and drinking. Well, we've been plunged into that lifestyle this morning. Joining us in the studio is Alex Auger from Think Press. You make juices. We've been trying some of them. And we're ready to make our own now, Alex. So let's get the blender going. John's going to get over there, get some raw ingredients on it. What are we going to stick in here now?
We're what's in there already?
So we're going to make... We've got a little bit of carrot in there. We've got a little bit of spinach, cucumber... Oh. Going to put a bit of kale in there.
Very healthy.
Kale going in there.
Apple.
Oh, look at that kale.
Lemon.
Are we putting all of the kale in? Even a bit of the stalk as well?
Yeah, everything in.
Okay.
We'll get everything in.
Oh, off it goes.
To be honest, what we've done, Maggie and I have both sort of dreamt up a concoction.
Making those.
Yeah, so this is my one.
Right,
I'm just going to try
it in there and see, what, it's
see
like.
What it's like.
Go on then.
Oh dear.
Yeah.
Oh dear. It looks tasty, doesn't it?
Well, it's very orange, of course, with the carrot in there. Tasty with the kale?
I think it needs a slight adjustment.
Does it?